Yes, Dave, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Good, Dave.
We're alive.
Yeah, that's good. That checks one off the box. Hey, Dave, I'm looking, and we should tell people that your book is available all over. It's on Amazon, Gift of the Shaper, book one of the High Glade series. It's gotten five-star reviews. You won the 2018 Beverly Hills Book Award for Best Fantasy. So you're deployed. You're in a dangerous war zone. You were flying surveillance missions. What inspired you to pull out your tablet there and start writing a novel?
Well, there's the million-dollar question, isn't it? So I think it was just a product of how I grew up. And when I was a kid, my mom always read me C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia. Those were like the first stories that I ever remember hearing mm-hmm. when I was a kid. And those stuck with me. So I grew up loving that whole fantasy genre, you know, the Lord of the Rings, all that kind of stuff. And I think it was just a really natural progression for me when I was deployed to say, I have this downtime. I need to get my mind off of something. Mm. Why don't I try a creative outlet like writing? And fantasy was just the natural sort of thing to go into.
Now, you were in the middle of the war zone, or the surveillance zone, actually. You also had three friends who were lost in war, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Three buddies over three separate crashes over a really relatively short span of time. That's correct.
Mm. Were you trying to channel something here when you wrote? Was writing and dealing with the grief and losing your war buddies, I mean, was that part of the process here?
You know, I really think that was something that I definitely had internalized. And writing is such a wonderful therapeutic escape for me. And I definitely was dealing with, you know, honestly, I had a lot going on in my life at that time, and I really think that writing was, I think, the best and most healthy escape for me. Our commanders would always tell us, you know, we have to balance things. You know, you need to be physically, mentally, spiritually well in order to deploy. And, you know, my career field, we're deploying at one of the highest rates in the entire DOD.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to keep ourselves mentally fit. And really, I do think writing was a big part of that for me.
I forgot to ask you, are you Army or Marines?
neither.
What are you?
You got a little bias. Huh? I was actually, I was Air Force for...
you were Air Force? Years. No, I mean, it wasn't a... I just didn't know the Air Force was deployed over there.
No, I know you. Honestly, I think a lot of people are surprised, but I was working with a lot of great guys in joint environments.
Oh wow!
And, it was wonderful. It was an amazing thing. And so we're up in the air, and you nailed it on the head. I'm a reconnaissance operator, and
okay.
Basically, what I tell people, the unclassified version is, it means I'm talking on a radio to a bunch of guys on the ground.
Sure.
Supporting troops, supporting action like that, and it's just the most fulfilling thing. I couldn't think of a better job to do in a deployed environment, so I consider myself extremely lucky to have served in those areas.
All right, so you're Air Force. I got it. What is Gift of the Shaper about, without giving too much away, because we want people to buy the book? Give us a basic synopsis here.
So on its surface, it's about a war between two sides, with one side trying to free this ancient, terrible god from his prison. The other side is a young blacksmith named Thornton who finds himself safeguarding this key which could possibly release that god. But on at its core, really, Gift of the Shaper is about overcoming adversity. It's about being bigger than the roles that you were born to play. And I always say it's a sort of David and Goliath story, only in this case, Goliath is a god.
Dave Jennings is the author, military veteran. The name of the book is Gift of the Shaper. When you were writing it, did you let any of the guys and gals you were deployed with, did you say, here, read this, what do you think? Or did you keep it under wraps? Did any of your folks out there in the field say, come on, big boy, let's read it, let's see what you got?
Oh, definitely. Right when, before I'd actually gotten signed to be published, I was giving it to anybody who'd listen, really. It was so important to me to get feedback, because I'm convinced that, you know, getting feedback from other people is one of the best ways to tell the best story.
Yeah.
And my favorite story is I gave it to another buddy of mine. We were deployed in West Africa together. And I said, hey, you know, I need an extra set of eyes on here. Would you mind taking a look at it? He came back with, you know, well, I don't read anything that's really not military related. I like military fiction, nonfiction, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But he said, as your friend, I'll do you a favor. I'll take it. He came back to me the next day. He sat me down for 45 minutes and picked my brain because he had flown through that first draft of the book.
Yeah.
Never having read fantasy before, he was like, first of all, I need to find more of this. And second of all, wow.
Really? All right, so the next the next question is, we're kind of short on time here, Dave Jennings. The next question, obviously, whenever I interview authors, is, are you selling the book for a movie?
No, but everybody I talk to who reads the book is saying that it should be one.
Oh, come on, man. You got to get on this. Get your agent on this.
On that Game of Thrones train. You're exactly right.
Get on this. Come on. You got to figure. You got to say, who's the lead character in the book?
His name is Thornton Woods.
All right, so who are we going with? We going with who should we go? Chris Pratt? Who should we?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You think so?
He's great at anything. Well, Thornton's more of a brown-haired character, but you know that kind of stuff isn't important when you're talking about Chris Pratt.
Tom Cruise too old?
Too old. Oh yeah.
Wow. How about who's the guy that played Thor? Chemsworth? Hemsworth? Yeah, how about him?
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, call him.
Oh, he'd make a great Thornton.
See that? You need me, Dave, as your agent. Let's go. Let's get it going. Anyway.
I'm glad we got hooked up.
Anyway, folks, it's called The Gift of the Shaper, book one of the High Glade series, winner of the 2018 Beverly Hills Book Award for Best Fantasy. Get it at Amazon, anywhere else. Dave Jennings, veteran Air Force pilot and author. Dave, do you have a website of your own?
It's dl-jennings.com.
dl-jennings.com.
How about that one, huh?
Yeah. All right, Dave, listen, continued good luck. Don't be a stranger. Call us back, okay?
You got it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.